Son, never stop learning.
A mobile battle royale game built for Android and iOS, fast matches, character-based combat, one objective, survive. And somewhere inside that global arena, a guild from Mozambique is making noise loud enough for the whole region to hear. That guild is called Negrinho. Not a description, a name. A banner. And right now, Gervasio, that banner is being carried by three players who each bring something the others simply cannot replace. Free Fire, developed and published by Garena, has grown into one of the most competitive mobile gaming ecosystems on the planet. And Mozambique, yes, Mozambique, has organized real tournaments, real competition, real stakes. Vodacom Mozambique ran a Free Fire tournament that a regional Indian Ocean esports report flagged as a landmark moment for the country's gaming sector. That context matters, because Team Negrinho didn't rise in a vacuum. The thing you have to understand first is what a guild actually means in Free Fire's competitive structure. It's not just a group chat. A guild is a coordinated unit, players who share strategy, cover each other's weaknesses, and push toward rank dominance together. Garena's own competitive roadmap for 2026 includes expanded global competition and a standalone Clash Squad tournament, which is one of Free Fire's most tactically demanding modes. Think of Clash Squad like a chess match compressed into minutes. Every decision costs you. For a guild to thrive in that environment, you need more than skill. You need roles. You need discipline. You need someone at the top who sees the whole board. That someone, for Team Negrinho, is Grux72. Grux72 is the leader, full stop. Leadership in Free Fire isn't ceremonial, it's directional. The leader sets the vision, calls the macro level plays, and holds the team's identity together when pressure spikes. Grux72 does exactly that for Negrinho. Now, the strategist role belongs to Winbur. And here's where it gets interesting for you, Gervasio. Strategy in Free Fire isn't just about knowing the map. Free Fire updates can introduce new maps, new characters, new weapon awakening systems, and new gameplay mechanics at any time. Winbur's job is to absorb all of that, adapt, and build a game plan that keeps Negrinho one step ahead. The strategist is the team's brain. Grex Zwei and Zipzig is its spine. And then there's Fatima. Fatima holds a dual role that, honestly, most players can't pull off. She is the elite support. The player who keeps teammates alive, manages revivals in the moments the game allows it, and reads the battlefield so others can push. But she is also the rusher, the one who charges forward, breaks enemy formations, and creates the chaos that Winbur's strategy is designed to exploit. For example, think of a rusher like the tip of a spear, but Fatima is also the hand holding the shaft steady. That combination changes Team Negrinho's tactical dynamics completely. The enemy has to account for a player who can both absorb pressure and generate it. Free Fire Max's replay review tools, the ones that let players examine movement paths, eliminations, and enemy positions after ranked matches, are exactly the kind of resource a player like Fatima uses to sharpen that dual edge. Once more, slowly. Fatima is both the elite support and the rusher, and that dual role changes everything about how Negrinho attacks. The key idea here isn't just that three talented players found each other, it's that they built something with a name, a structure, and a slogan, Mozambique's best guild. That phrase isn't an official ranking, it's a declaration. It's the kind of claim that a community rallies around, that opponents take seriously, and that pushes every member to perform at a level worthy of the words. Remember, Mozambique's gaming scene is growing, and Team Negrinho is part of what's making it grow. Grax 72 leads, Winbur strategizes. Fatima supports and rushes. The takeaway from everything you just heard, Gervasio, is this. Team Negrinho isn't simply a gaming group. It is a cultural statement from Mozambique's competitive community. Three defined roles, one unified identity, and a slogan that dares the rest of the region to prove them wrong.